Okay. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Madam Chair. In a nutshell, I would like to summarize the what we have discussed during our thorough discussion at the last Bureau meeting in June as follows. First, as a matter of principle, the meetings of the parties should strive for consensus in their decision-making and avoid, to the extent possible, adopting decisions through voting. The experience with the last intermediary MOP was that voting has created frictions and frustrations, so this is something we should try to avoid in the future, to the extent possible, of course. Point two, as a matter of principle, again, the parties should not revise the draft decisions on the review of compliance during the MOP sessions, but recognize instead and respect the thorough work of the implementation committee in preparing them. Adjusting a decision in the light of new key information or updates, as evidenced by the parties during the MOP, should still be possible. And an example we would like to share with you is that in the case of the adoption of a new compliant legislation, this is a new element that could be and should be taken into consideration by the MOP. Point three, any amendment proposals to draft decisions and documents should be communicated in writing to the national focal points and stakeholders through the Secretariat no later, I underline, than 2 to 3 weeks before a session of the meetings of the parties. And also, this is also relevant for a meeting of the working group. So the Bureau considered it very important to allow all parties and stakeholders a possibility to prepare and coordinate their views in advance regarding any new proposals tabled at the meeting. So 2 to 3 weeks before the latest, all this information, if needed, and if any, should be communicated. Last point, enough time should be provided for presenting and discussing amendments, amendment proposals during the general segments of the meetings of the parties. We didn't have enough time last time, so this is also a finding that we would like to share with you. And the last point, last but not least, sufficient time should also be reserved at the next meeting of the working group in June for the committee chair, the implementation committee chair, to present in detail the draft decisions on the review of compliance and for the delegations to discuss and comment on them. To allow the committee to finalize the draft decisions on time for the June 2020 meeting, all the concerned parties should provide the committee with the requested information in a timely manner. This was all. Thank you for your attention.